You want to hear a poem?
Do I have a choice?
No. No, you do not.
And what's the holdup?
Indeed. Here goes. I've always eaten as though I feared I would never eat again. And I am fat. Which is ironic, since the fact that I am fat just proves that I have never, ever in my history of eating, ever once been almost close to never eating again.
You call that a poem?
I do.
Okay.
Well, at least the start of one.
There is an idea of a show. A working concept. A finished product. This is the beginning, perhaps of something great. But until we reach that goal, this is simply a big, bogus podcast.
So, admittedly, maybe, perhaps, you know, just there's a slight chance that I'm not the greatest poet of all time.
You don't say. you really don't say.
Self-awareness is what's really going on in these streets.
Uh-huh.
Big Bogus Podcast here, Mighty Blackwood here. My conscience has already said a few things. Well, you've said enough. Anyway, this is Season 18, Episode 12, the final episode of the first quarter of 2025. Kind of sort of a bonus episode, because there's really no theme that we need to cover. We cover them all, you know, even though we've given you a few non-episodes and whatnot. Today, we're going to be doing our poetry thing, you know, trying to make some poetry in this episode. So, I don't know. Enjoy. When it comes to poetry, poems, why do I persist? After having acknowledged, of course, that I am not the greatest poet in the world, why do I persist? I mean, why does anyone persist when it comes to writing or singing or performing anything? Really, truly, why do we persist? I believe it is because there really is an immutable truth to this business of performance, you know what I mean?
Huh.
And it's that...
Performance, is it?
Storytelling shall never, ever, ever not be a thing, regardless of the medium. Does that ring true to anyone?
Well, it must ring true to someone.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And that is the reason for which we persist. We persist in telling stories via different media.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Whether you're one who sings, whether you're one who writes fiction, whether you're one who recites poetry.
Mm-hmm. Well or otherwise.
You know what? Come to think of it, you don't even have to be performative in one of the ways I've mentioned. You could just be a talkative motherfucker, you know? You could just be a fucking Gabby Sue Gabarillo, Gabriel the Gabber. There's a reason for which you consistently flap your beak. It's because we inherently know storytelling is very important to human beings. Yeah, storytelling really ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying? And if at all you should find yourself even a little bit aspirational, I figure those of us who talk the most are really, truly only trying to perfect the craft of oration. You know what I mean? A motherfucker that talks a lot is really just trying to get better at being understood. I mean, otherwise, why the fuck talk? You know what I mean? Talking is such a low percentage of human communication.
Takes up.
When it comes to the overall scope of how we communicate with one another. Physical communication, nonverbal communication, I should say, is way more important. You can send a look to someone and that person can understand exactly what you mean without a word being spoken, you know? And you can speak for an hour to someone and that person understands nothing of what you've tried to say. So, communication, storytelling, is a craft worth mastering. And I do believe that is the reason for which we continue to practice storytelling in all the ways we continue.
Care to? Wow, really? Well, would you care to share a few ways we can continue to practice storytelling?
I would have gotten to that.
Not anytime soon.
You know, you have a point. All right. Here are some ways we continue to practice storytelling. First of all, the most obvious ways are any instrument you pick up and practice how to use.
Wow, practice how to use.
You know exactly what I'm trying to say. Any instrument you pick up that you don't know how to use, you don't know how to play, let's say, and you get to practicing because you want to master the ability to play this thing, that is a form of practicing storytelling, because the act of playing the instrument is a form of storytelling. If you don't believe me in that, think about all the beautiful sounds animals make to each other, and we call that singing, or we call that whistling, or whatever the fuck. What do you think an instrument is doing? It's kind of singing, or it's kind of whistling, or it's kind of humming, or whatever the fuck. And that is telling a story, if you're able to do it consistently.
How so?
Well, I mean, if you're able to create or recreate some kind of pattern, I mean...
Okay, enough said.
Granted, of course, given the vast array of media available to human beings for the creation or recreation of stories, there are far more ways than simply auditory ways of telling stories. For instance, there is the written form, which is consumed through the eyeballs.
Wow.
And of course, naturally, speaking of things that are consumed through the eyeballs, there's all types of visual art. You can tell stories with paint, with pencil, with pen. You can tell stories with arrangements of things or sculpture of things. There's an untold number of ways to tell stories. Now, my fucking problem is...
Yeah, that one.
I'm way too interested in everything.
Wow.
And I have not focused on one medium for long enough to have mastered that shit. That's my fucking problem. So, when I say, oh yeah, I like reciting poetry that I've written, most of these things are half-finished or worse.
Quite worse.
Most of these things are not as well thought out as they should have been. And a lot of these things really mean very little to me because I haven't invested my time and my intellect in making them shits perfection. But anyway, be that as it may, I think...
Yeah, what do you think on this particular subject?
Well, it's like, not only is life short, but the glaring fact of life is that nobody really gives a fuck about anything you're doing because everyone else is concerned about what they are doing as individuals, right? So if you never do a thing, no one's ever going to find out that you're able to do the thing. For instance, I recently found out that someone I know can sing well. Now, this person vehemently denies being able to sing well, but I've heard, and this person can actually sing well. So what I'm saying is this, you could feel like you have it in you to be a poet, but if you never practice storytelling in that way, you're never going to become known as a fucking poet. And I'm just tired of having these powerful feelings of I could have, or I should have, or I might be able to if I apply myself. Fuck all that noise. I just want to do the things that I know I'm able to do, and poetry is one of them.
And why?
It doesn't fucking matter why. I just know. You know what I'm saying? It's like the whole reason to practice a thing is because you know you're somewhat cognizant of how the thing operates, how to interact with the thing, this, that, the third. So the why will sort itself out. It really doesn't fucking matter as far as I'm concerned. And the fact of mastering a thing means that at least you can inspire other people to try or to master it as well, or you can at least inspire other people to pay attention to what types of stories you're trying to tell. Because after all, as a species, we really, truly value storytelling.
Okay, those are a bunch of whys.
Yeah, I guess. I'll sum it all up with this poem that I wrote, and then put away and never look back on. All right.
How appropriate.
The worst part of dying is looking back and seeing all the winning moves, including how you could have avoided death. And if you die, if death weren't so final, such an understanding would be funny.
That's not a poem.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Put it back on the shelf.
Hating ass motherfucker. See, this is why I don't write. Alright, fuck it. I got another poem. I don't want to hear nothing from your ass. Just be quiet.
Shh. Okay. Go.
There is a power in the unknown. Potential in the will. There's greatness in believing life unfolds to fill your till. But still are possibilities of things that can come true. A certain joy in hoping what you'd run to could come to you. Procrastination is a treat. An absolute luxury. Therefore, it's almost best to sit around and dream of what could be. How's that sounding so far, huh?
It's not finished, is it?
Yeah, because I stopped.
But you didn't finish writing it, did you? Just admit that, please.
No, there's more. There's more.
Oh, yeah?
I wrote more.
How much more?
You see, the fault in having wishes, resolutions, and the kind... All right, fine. Fuck it. I didn't write more.
Exactly.
This is another one that I left like halfway. Fucking finished.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Lee, why? Why the charade?
There's no charade. There's no fucking charade. I'm just, you know, I was hoping that maybe a little inspiration would have come to me by the time, you know, I got to reading this one today. And maybe I could have, you know, created a few lines. Fuck it. Whatever. I'm saying a lot of my poems go unfinished. Is that a crime?
Not currently.
And furthermore, I mean, do I not have artistic license, huh? Isn't it my right, currently, to leave a thing unfinished? And if you really listen back and study that poem that I wrote and just recited a second ago, it kind of speaks about leaving a thing unfinished. And it's more poetic because it's unfinished. You know what I'm saying? The will to do a thing is powerful, and the potential to have a thing done is unlimited, but procrastination is so fucking sweet. And, you know, the poem's unfinished, so it kind of speaks of itself in the fact that it's Jesus Christ. That went over your head, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, far be it from me to interfere with your...
Exactly.
...creative license.
Yeah.
In this moment.
I said poetic license.
No. You said artistic license.
Well, whatever I said it for a reason. Don't be a hater, man.
But how could I?
All right.
Good job. Good poem. Excellent stuff.
Thank you. All right, I said it before, and I'll say it again. The one thing I take away from this whole, I think I could be a good poet type shit. First of all, I've always dreamt about performing poetry. And not dreaming as in the sense of going to sleep and having visions while I'm unconscious. I mean, I've always fantasized about taking a stage and performing poetry that I'd written. Like my whole life, pretty much. I just always thought that was in me to do.
Quite true.
But the one takeaway that I have now that I'm looking back and seeing that I never actually fucking practiced to become a poet. The one takeaway I have, if this could be of any use to anyone listening, is that when I was young, and I've spoken about this part before, when I was young, someone told me to keep a portfolio of all my artistic work. And I was like, fuck that. I'm infinitely capable. I don't need a fucking portfolio to look back on.
Mistake.
What I didn't realize is that it's not about looking back on your work. It's about actively practicing. And the fact that you're keeping a fucking portfolio means that you acknowledge that practice is necessary. And the more you practice, the better you get. And then eventually you look back and you're like, holy shit, practice is worth doing. So you keep excelling at your craft. That's my one takeaway. And now I think I'm going to keep practicing my poetry.
Hey, you are right. You desperately need to practice your poetry.
Wow.
But how do we rap?
Wow.
It's true.
Okay, so it's all too easy to overindulge in things for fear of missing out.
Okay.
Everything you need is always available. Focus. like that saying goes, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees or whatever. It's like, I'd love to see the forest, but there are all these goddamn trees in the way. What that means is that you're focused on individual little things that are distracting you from seeing the bigger fucking picture. If you want to be masterful at a thing, stop focusing on all the little things and just focus on one thing. You know what I'm saying? Everything you need is completely affordable and available to you if you can see it.